Welcome to Invasion of Privacy. I'm Kate Wolf.
And I'm CG Wolf.
And today we have John Koppel.
What's up, guys?
Yeah, boy.
This is fun. I'm already having a great time.
So we're going to start this with one of our favorite segments that we do with you, Koppel. Cool or not cool?
Let's go.
Sunbathing. Do you think sunbathing is cool or not cool?
I associate sunbathing with having peace, like being left alone. So that's fucking cool as hell. Like if my kids are gonna not bother me, then we're cool. Yeah, but like, it would that be what I choose to do when I'm left alone? Hell no. Just lay there and just get tan. Just
lay almost as naked as you can get in your backyard, just to get tan. Tan like halfway up the butt cheeks if you can get it out that way. Just like you just looking like a bronze god.
Yeah.
There's some things that you guys might not know about me. For one, I'm basically never naked. That just doesn't, I'm not comfortable with that. I'm not.
What about like some booty shorts that are just like a little bit of butt cheeks out?
Yeah, no, my legs are dope. So maybe that. But yeah, and then also I worry about the sun. I've got some doctors in my family and they hide from the sun. I'm already making it too serious, but like they're terrified of the sun. You talk to any doctors, they treat that shit like they're going to be lit on fire if they're outside without protection for more than a few minutes. So
let us reword this. Mm-hmm. Some other grown man you see in their backyard, half naked, almost naked, sunbathing, and they're tan as shit. And they're like, "Hey, John." You know, and then that's just what they're doing. You're like, "What are you doing, Ronnie?" And they're just like sunbathing, soaking up the sun. And they have like one of those mirror, those reflective things they hold under their neck, maybe. And you just see this dude doing this. But at the same time, this guy's killing vagina out there.
Yeah.
That's so like, the way I gotta put that in there too, because you could say not cool at the gate, but then he's like destroying vagina out there.
Scene.
Not to get off topic, but if
you
you're going to qualify
whole...
it, if you're going to qualify it that way, everything is cool.
Yeah, that's like, we know that you're biased.
No. What I'm saying is,
all guys are biased.
I'm just
like,
I'm,
there are things that I don't
tan
think
god,
are cool,
this tan god over just, here.
Yeah, listen, it's working for you.
I've been out in the 95 degrees, man. I've been trying to make it work for me. Kate, I think Kate's into the not cool.
Yeah, I'm on the not cool camp.
I think sunbathing can be cool in the sense of it's good to get some sun. You know, I have vampire tendencies. I like to be in a dark room, but it's good to get out. It's good to have the sun hit you. It's also good to protect your skin, obviously. But you, CG, I think you love sunbathing. You're like...
No, listen. I don't love laying in it. But any time in the summer, I have to go out and run or walk or whatever, the tan is involved. The shirt is off. Shorts might be rolled up to like almost an obscene level. And then, you
Some
know, I'm running and I'm
big out.
And I'm running and there's people and there's, you know, they might not approve, but like I have to do it. It's killing two birds with one stone.
That's
I get
terrifying.
My exercise and then I get the bronzeness and the vitamin D. So I have to do it. I'm the first person to be running shirtless, like end of March, beginning of April, like first 60 some degree day. I'm the first one. And then I'm the last one to put the shirt back on in October.
Listen, that's so cool. The body positivity that you got going on is cool as hell. My man's jacked, and it is a little bit about that. Any dude that can't wait to take a shirt off, it's like the chick that can't wait to take her top off and like just be in her bra or something. She's not like, "Hey, listen, we're hanging out, it's free." It's like, no, you feel good about what you've got, and that's cool. You don't need to apologize for that.
This is what it's more about. It's more about I'm worried that come July, I forgot about getting tan, and then it's an occasion I got to take my shirt off, and I'm disgusting. because I'm white, and you all you can see is little hairs, because against the white you see the black hairs. And then I don't want to be that guy, so I'm training ahead of time, months ahead of time, so if that happens, I'm cool, it's all good. At an occasion you have to take your shirt off, because there are some where just some. Maybe be awkward.
yeah so no, I'll just let it be awkward though.
But I'm definitely in like when I'm the first one come when summertime starts and I have the shirt off and I'm running, not even when summertime starts, when it's like a warm day in spring, I'm the first person to start it. And I get a lot of looks then. A couple months later, everybody's doing it and it's all good. But like, I feel like you need one person to do it before other people like, no, that other dude was with his shirt off. Like it's shirt off weather.
You're a hero.
Before they do it. That's what I feel like I'm doing.
This is your version of the hot chick skinny dipping in the 80s movie. It's like you were the one that's like, I'm going to take it off. Let's make it that kind of party.
And everybody just needed a little bit of, oh, no, it's okay. That dude over there is doing it. Like I've seen people out there doing it already. It's
do you want to do the rest of this podcast with your shirt off?
I don't feel comfortable with that. I don't feel comfortable with that. Except the color of my body. I'm very comfortable with that right now.
Okay.
I don't think I've ever seen somebody podcast topless.
I know we could like
you could start a thing.
I mean, it's an audio.
It's not purely an audio form anymore.
We do video clips.
I've certainly watched a lot more Joe Rogan clips than I've actually listened to the podcast.
Me too.
Very true.
Yeah. So true. I mean, you can get something started. Can Let's we go back it. To you said about how you want to get the vitamin D? It's a little bit off topic, but a few years back, I was invited to my gay college buddy's bachelor party. I was one of the very few straight guys. I'm super proud of this. Invited to the bachelor party, and right off, I got the email from the guy planning it, and right off the bat it's like, hey bitches, we're doing this. And I'm like, oh hell yeah, because it's like, it wasn't just kind of gay, like it was really, and which is cool. I'm like, if you're, why go to a gay bachelor party for it to be like quasi
only half gay? Yeah, that'd be half weak.
Gay. Yeah, so amongst all the wild shit they were talking about, they said that, and remember, some of David's straight college friends are coming too, or some of David's friends that don't prefer the vitamin D are also coming. And I was like, what is vitamin D? I like vitamin D. We're all going to get some sun, right? Like, what? I'm just going to stay inside the whole time? And I had to like stop and be like, oh, he means dick.
Like, oh, it's penis.
Yeah.
I don't like the penis.
I was like, I mean, I like vitamin D. Yeah. So I just thought that was interesting. Sorry.
I think it's just awesome that you are cool enough with the gays that you got invited to like a super gay event. Like there's dicks out everywhere, probably jiggling.
I'm going to guess there weren't dicks out, CG.
There's a bachelor.
You just took some liberties there.
A gay dude bachelor? I feel like vibrating all over.
I feel like that just showed your slight homophobia, that you picture like a gay bachelor party just dicks out. Like
I picture a Sir Mix-a-Lot video, and instead of asses shaking, it's nutsacks. Wow. That's what I picture at a gay bachelor party. Am I off?
What it should be.
Cop will tell us. Am I off?
Yeah. You're way off. That's not what happened at all. But like they definitely, it was in New Orleans, so they escaped a couple of times to be like, we're gonna do our thing now, like you were cool and all, but at this point of the night we're done with you. And I'm like, all right, yeah, no, that's fine, be done. So that might have been where that happened. But hanging out on Bourbon Street, I definitely had at least one cocktail through like a penis-shaped straw. Like at some point you just get loose, and when you're with them, it feels cool. You're like, whatever, girlfriend, like, let's do this. Meanwhile, you're judging other people while you're like having your drink through that straw too. It's like, I don't know who lets those kids get out of the house like that. Yeah.
I totally want to do a video drinking out of a penis shaped straw and just get into character and just have the penis shaped straw. That's such a good prop.
It is. It was.
It's an erection, right? It's not a soft penis.
That would be more impressive to shape into a straw. It's a flaccid.
You totally could, because you know how like straws can also be like the bendable. The bendy ones. Great. Like you can choose erect or soft.
The nuts.
We just had $1 million idea, I think.
The nuts sit in the drink, and then the soft penis drapes over the side of the glass. Dude, I'm totally inventing this right the fuck now. The soft penis straw.
There we go.
I cannot wait to get those out on the streets.
Yeah, no, that's very exciting.
I love how you always want to contribute to society. One of my favorite things.
I do.
Making the world better. They had a drag queen brunch while we were there. Like they had this drag queen come and entertained us. And this is the thing about the gays that are like, you know, middle aged that a lot of people don't tell you is they're mean. Like they're old school. This whole concept, I'm generalizing based on like six awesome dudes. But this concept, like most accepting people, I don't think that they're hateful, but they were making fun of this drag queen the entire time. And I was like, guys, be nice. And like, why? She's ridiculous. Like, okay, we're not supposed to say that. Like I have any right to lecture them.
I was in a gay bar in New York City and a drag queen was being really mean to me. And I was like, what is, I didn't understand what was happening. It was like, it was kind of like talking to a woman, kind of not like talking to a woman. And I'm a really nice guy. And she was not having me in that gay bar.
Interesting.
I performed once at a gay bar and there was a man who does drag a lot, but he wasn't in drag that night and he's gay. And he started hitting on me. And it was really surprising. It really, yeah, I didn't feel prepared to be hit on, you know?
Yeah.
I think some people, whatever looks like bouncy and, you know, they can do some sex stuff too, they just kind of like that. Some people, does that sound accurate? Well,
I'm not sure I understand, like, but I'm afraid to ask.
Did you say couple?
I'm not sure I understand, but I'm also afraid to ask.
Like, you know,
something's bouncy like, and you cupped, like you were cupping something when you said that.
It's like they just like whatever nice jiggly looking parts.
Nice jiggly looking parts.
Yeah, like it doesn't matter if it's a dude or they don't discriminate against that. It's just like, yo, that could be fun.
I think that's being bisexual. So maybe, you know.
Yeah, that's what you just described.
Even though he called himself gay, I think because sexuality can be so fluid, maybe it was more gay bisexual, clearly. But I just wasn't prepared for it, which is fine, you know.
What did you say?
I was just like, because we'd already exchanged numbers as friends because he like helped run the show.
That's how they get you.
And then when he started hitting on me, I was like, wait, I actually would not have given my number at all. Did I think this was a thing? Because I wasn't attracted to this person. And I don't think, I'm not sure if I could date a man who did drag, to be honest. So unless it was CG who wanted to suddenly do it, I would support all of your dreams.
There's a lot of videos I want to do as like a giant blonde woman, as like a real, like, fuck you, you know, like that kind of girl.
Oh, I like
love
that.
Those kind of girls.
Yeah. Yeah. Some sass.
The little sassy ones. I don't need you, pussy. You know, like that kind of thing. I would love to dress up as one of those because they're hilarious. I just want to be one for a video or something.
I want to see that.
Yeah, we need to get that rolling.
You know I look good. You know I look good. Only the biggest bitches say you know I look good. I love when chicks say that.
Couple.
I can roll.
We watched the full first season of The Family Stallone. It's the reality show that with Sylvester Stallone and his wife and three beautiful daughters. It was so entertaining, so good. And then CG started watching it and loved it. Have you seen it?
No.
Oh, that seems prejudiced. And while I was there, that stank on that note. You're the biggest Sylvester Stallone fan I've ever known.
That might be true. I actually put on the first like 20 minutes of Rocky during like the back end of my run yesterday. I love Rocky. I love Sly. You know, even his dumb movies, I might like even more than his good movies. I like the whole thing, but I don't know. I'm not that much of a reality TV guy.
You used to love that arm wrestling movie where it was like arm wrestling was a real, was
I've never heard of that. Over the Top.
You used to bring that up all the time. I'd be like, what the fuck is that? And then I saw it the one day and it's people like just destroying, like breaking people's elbows off when they slam their arm down in the arm wrestling competition. That shit was boss, bro.
Yo, you know what was sick about Over the Top was that Sly is this charismatic. The premise of the movie is that this divorced dad who's a trucker, his estranged wife died and he's just been out on the road. So he's going to take his kid with him to live in a truck and like just go around the country arm wrestling people for money. And meanwhile, he's got a rich grandfather that's been involved in his life the whole time that wants to give him a good life. And you're watching the movie and you're like, fuck that. He should be with the arm wrestling trucker dude. That's what the movie's about.
That's awesome. Well, was the grandfather at least like mean or abusive or anything?
He was a prick.
Yeah, well, if he's a prick and Sylvester Stallone's nice, you give the kid a bad life and have him drive around with his nice dad.
Yeah.
You know,
the kid at one point, he got his ass whooped in like arm wrestling. Like he went up against a kid, but then his dad gave him like a good talking to. And then he made it best of three and came back and beat. I don't know what kind of talking to you can get that makes you stronger than somebody that was just much stronger than you a few seconds ago. But that's the power that Sly has. I believed it.
I've never seen this movie. It doesn't sound too appealing.
Hold on. Near the climax, he's arm wrestling the best guy. And the best guy, what he does is he's arm wrestling you, and then he punches you in the face with your hand in his hand.
Yeah.
And then continues to arm wrestle you.
That can't be allowed.
If the ref doesn't catch it.
Kong Ho.
Does the ref stop it, Koppel? I don't remember it well enough.
So at some point, their hands were getting sweaty. So they wrapped their hands together. And as soon as they got wrapped together, they went, pow, punched him in the face with the double head.
With both of their hands.
Dreadful. When somebody makes you punch yourself in the face.
That's horrible.
Degrading. I don't know how you come back from that, but he did. He did.
So what he would do going into his fights, he wore his trucker hat. And then when he would turn it around, and then that's when he got into his zone. But one of the guys that he wrestled, literally, he chugged gasoline. Right before, seen that in another movie, have you?
The name of the movie, Over the Top. That's like the move that you do.
Yeah, you get while you're wrestling, you wrap your fingers around, which I think is kind of cheating.
You re-grip. Put your fingers now over the top, and
so
then
you have leverage.
You're ready for your kill move.
I used to arm wrestle in college at bars. We would drink, and then I'd be like, "Who wants to arm wrestle me?" And sometimes I'd arm wrestle a dude. I'd almost always lose that. But then some girls would come and I'd get some strong ones. Sometimes I'd win, sometimes I'd lose. But arm wrestling can be a fun activity. I wouldn't do it now. Now my body's too frail. But back then it was a real fun activity.
I think arm wrestling is one of those things where it's so fun if you win. And if you lose, it's the worst thing. Who wants to lose?
No, definitely.
You feel like the biggest pussy ever.
It's horrible.
And your arm hurts too when you're like, oh.
Well, at some point you have to decide whether to just let it go down or like let your arm get broken.
Listen, I need to rope you guys in real quick. So Koppel, the point being, you like even his shittiest movies ever made. And now you did not watch the reality TV show?
No, he said he didn't.
I did not watch it, but don't get me wrong.
It like you will not watch it.
You would love it. He has.
If we were to watch it together, I will watch it. But like, I'm not going to hang out at home and turn that on. Like, I'm not going to. But I'm sure we'd have a lot of laughs.
Then at some point,
I wouldn't shit on it if we were hanging out.
When you're
free,
you need to come watch this because you will love it because it focuses a lot on him, and he has like a crazy lunch with like Al Pacino and Dolph. What's his last
name? Dolph Lundgren.
Dolph Lundgren's there. And then he like has a hangout with Arnold. And then
Arnold invites him over to his office and they're hanging out.
They do a Philadelphia episode and he goes back up the steps and everyone's like, wait, it's him. And they all start crowding around him.
That sounds incredible. All right. I think I'm going to watch it. Where am I going to find this?
It's on Hulu.
Listen, they figured out a way to get like all audiences, like opposite audiences. They have the chicks. They have teenage chicks who are going to love it. Teenage, college, my wife's age chicks. And then also like since
young adults.
Stallone is the centerpiece, has like man-ass dudes watching it too.
Wow.
And it's the
so
best.
So this
of
might be
world.
Something that I can get my 12-year-old to watch with me.
You might be able to get Meg to watch this with you.
No, that's not going to happen.
And or your young children, yes.
Yeah, okay. All right,
that's cool. You'll really like it because I put it on for me. And then you were just like, wait, what's this? And then we watched it.
Yeah,
like,
and I'm not going to lie to you. I cried a few times. I cried several times over the season.
Wow. It was really touching. Yeah.
Literally cry watching it?
Innerly?
Outwardly.
Outwardly cry. I don't know how to innerly cry. What is that?
No, I said literally.
Oh, literally.
Yeah, so you said innerly, and I was like, I mean, I innerly cry twice a day, but like, I haven't outwardly cried in a while. I'm due.
Yeah, they're like, yes, outwardly cry accidentally, wow. Not loudly. I don't want to attract attention.
Right.
But, you know, yes.
You got to watch it.
Three
it's
or
really
four
good.
Times in the season it happened.
It made me.
It'll make me sob. I'm into it.
Not that I didn't respect Sylvester Stallone, but I didn't know enough about him and watching it. Yeah, and it shows him kind of filming. What's the thing he's filming? He's filming this like show.
Tulsa King.
I watched like three episodes on a plane once.
Wait, it's a show?
It's a show.
But it just shows like the behind the scenes and him missing his family. And like, it was just so good. And you see who his close friendships are. And he talks about how him and Arnold used to be really competitive. And it goes into that a little bit. But then it shows them present again. And they're just so funny.
And it has all the Frank Stallone moments.
Oh,
Frank's a character.
Frank Stallone's in that John half the time. And he's out of pocket, man.
Yeah. He's got a lot of opinions.
Yes.
He does.
Yes.
Okay. All right, I'm in.
So we'll move on to the next topic. Speaking of opinions, one of my favorite songs of all time is What If God Was One of Us by Joan Osborne. What if God was one of us? For maybe the younger people listening, I'm not saying I nailed it just now, but it's a cute little
nailed
ditty.
It.
Nailed
yeah.
It.
Yeah, you crushed
so
that.
I was listening to it and loving it, and he was like making fun of me and just like saying it's a terrible song, it's a terrible concept.
Just like, I feel like I'm growing a vagina when I listen to that song.
He like, was like,
it's like, I can feel the vagina lips starting to form.
I saw Joan Osborne live at the Electric Factory with my friend, and I think she's phenomenal.
That's when she told me that she saw the concert couple. Do you know anyone who would ever have gone to that concert?
That's rude.
The What If God Was One of Us song, the concert of her?
Honestly,
you're being
if Joan Osborne was playing in the middle of Ambler right now for free, like there's a concert in the park, it's Joan Osborne, I'd be like, yeah, it's kind of hot. I don't know. Like,
okay. Well, you two don't appreciate, but I think Joan Osborne's wonderful. And it leads me to, we're going to talk about our best favorite concerts because I went to the Lilith Fair, which I know this one probably would not have liked, but Fiona Apple was at the Lilith Fair, and Fiona Apple is the shit. But I was singing so loudly with her, people did not like it. I started getting looks because I was like ruining their experience. Like they didn't come to see Kate Wolf's.
Oh, if there's karaoke, I pick Fiona Apple. I'm not going to lie to you.
So, I do like Fiona Apple.
Criminal?
Criminal?
I got the same exact voice as her.
Banger? And also. Yeah, she was young as hell too, and that was a hot video, and yeah. That's a good song. But let's backtrack for a second to the What If God Was One of Us. I don't know how you don't bring up like the cover of that song is better than Dr. Evil doing it. When he's like, what if God was one of us? And he's back. I think it's when he went back to like 1969 and he gets around the piano and he starts singing la 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 da da da. And then he says, I wrote that song. That was great.
That was awesome.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, I
it works because the song is so ridiculous. See, this
it's
is the
beautiful.
Problem.
It's a great concept.
I think it's a cool song.
Thank you, Cobble.
Just yeah. A slot, like he's one of us. That's not interesting to me. That's like, that's horrible. That's like, that's who's in charge. They're walking around down here slumming.
It's like God's experiencing what life is and what human life is like for that moment. Doesn't mean God's stuck in a human body. It's God. But what if God was one of us? Like, it just makes you think, what if God was one of us, watching us, observing us, feeling the struggle of life?
Yeah,
coming down here, he'd be sampling all the goods like the Greek gods did. See? Like Zeus had all these half sons and half daughters and demigods.
That's a horrible thing.
So we'd be watching God in the Olympics.
The god I pray to is not a man, ho.
What about what if Zeus was one of us? If
that wasn't the
song. It.
That was the original lyrics of the song. It didn't work. Like, try to sing "What if Zeus was one of us."
What if Zeus was one
that
of us?
That sounds actually fucking amazing.
Slaying, he got goose like the one rest of us. Yeah. Doesn't work.
No.
I tried it. I think it's like trying to check your hypocrisy. Like, right. You know, it's a religious country. So if God was watching you right now, are you doing your part? Are you living life the way you're supposed to?
Is that what that song's about?
I think
that's
so.
That's why I hate it so much.
I haven't thought about this song in like 30 years, but at the time, that's what I thought.
All right.
I just didn't even get it at all. Were there dudes at the concert, baby?
At the Electric Factory? Probably some, but I don't
Lilith
remember.
Fair? Oh, that's a different
one. What if God was one of us?
Joan Osborne. I think there were, but I'm
there
sure.
There were some dads there, but.
Yeah. Whatever, guys. So what was your best concert?
Listen, I think it's a great concert to go to if you're taking a chick to that concert to show her your sensitive side. I think that's a boss concert to go. Like,
especially if you're a chick trying to take a chick to a concert. That's a good one.
That's the little affair.
But yeah.
Joan Osborne.
Both of them.
You know, you'd be like, hey, so I thought maybe you want to go to the Joan Osborne concert with me. And they're like, you like Joan Osborne? You're like, do I? And then I feel like you got out of the friend zone and now you're in the serious relationship zone.
I think that it would put you in the friend zone to take her to a Joan Osborne concert. She'd be like, oh, I mean, I was going to go with the other girls, but maybe I'll take you.
You're ruining my chances of being friends with Joan Osborne one day.
Listen, I think she's a great artist.
She's a great American artist. If she's American, I'm not sure.
And now you make me nervous because if I meet her, I'm going to be really super nice.
She won't like it. She'll be like, I heard you. You said my song makes you feel like you're growing a vagina.
But that might be good to her. She might be like, I wanted it to make you feel really sensitive.
Yeah. If God could be one of us, could Siege have a vagina? Who's the one being closed-minded now, Kate? I don't know if that makes sense.
That made perfect sense.
Thank you. So best concerts ever?
That you've been to.
Yeah, that I've been
to. Oh, yeah, that's obvious.
Yeah. I saw Prince. He crushed it, man. I saw Prince at the Wells Fargo.
You saw Prince? What, were you 7 years old?
I was like maybe 22, 23. He was on the Musicology tour. Was that it? Was that the name of the album? He was so prolific. You forget, like, because he had his like 4 or 5 albums that were just like the classics. And then there were a lot that came out that nobody will ever talk about. But anyhow, he played the hits. He played some covers. And I mean, the man, he danced like James Brown and he played the guitar like Jimi Hendrix and he had the voice of an angel. And it was like one of the best entertainment experiences of my life. So
I was going to make fun of you and then you made it sound fucking awesome.
Dude, it was fucking incredible. How could it not be cool to see Prince? Are you kidding me?
No, Prince, that's a cool concert.
I mean, he's kind of, you know, feminine.
Yeah.
But you might say it's not cool because he's wearing like lingerie and
what are you talking about? So by that
logic, you know, that, I'm just saying
like to see like David Bowie, every front man from the 70s was kind of a Steven Tyler was effeminate. Mick Jagger is kind of a the way they dance around. Come on now. Like the most rock dudes, Robert Plant was super. He looked like a chick.
Did he? He sounds like a chick. And I love Led Zeppelin, so I ain't hating on that at all.
Yeah.
But I didn't know he looked like a chick. I never seen him.
Really?
Yeah.
You love Led Zeppelin? You've never seen
him? I have like all 57 of their albums. But I never was like, let me see the music video that someone chopped up from like some 60s footage of a concert. You know, why?
We should. That's awesome.
Maybe.
Oh, they've got, watch him doing his thing. He has his shirt open and he's like doing his dancing.
Oh.
And oh, yeah.
Couple. Plant was what do you think control. Of my Elvis? Hold on. What do you think of my Elvis impression real quick?
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
What do you think?
Fucking excellent.
Thank you.
It was like 10 times slower than the actual song. Every time you do that impression, I don't know why you slowed it.
The beginning of the song.
It's not that's how fast it is.
Why you gotta outstage my Elvis?
Yeah. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Yours was still a little slow, but it was so super slow when you do it. I like it though. It makes you really listen to every word.
I thought that your impression was really good, Kate. Thank you. I heard Sieges and I was like, well, that's bad. You guys are really talented.
Ain't nothing but a hound dog. That's the only words I know to it, but other sounds that I made basically was it.
What's the best concert you've ever been to?
311, because it's like basically the only concert I've ever been to. 311 with the Electric Factory. Doing Nitrous with Coppola and
so that would be up there for me. I've seen a lot of good concerts. I remember when
we saw 311 though, this is one concert where they just started being on like MTV and shit and they just blew up.
Yeah.
Like that second, they just blew up. And that was their peak too.
Yeah.
They had just blown up and then it was, you know, it wasn't great after that. There was an album or two that I still like all of it, basically. But like they just blew up that summer.
I'm not into 311. 311 is my Joan Osborne. 311 on all the time. And
this is what I'll say, Kate. You'll be able to appreciate this whether you like 311 or not. We're 15. We discover something. It's not like they were a big band, you know? It's not like Pearl Jam or Nirvana or something. We discover this like cocky rap rock group and we're like, yo, these guys feel like they're talking to us. And then we got to the show and like, yeah, there were probably a lot of kids that talked like that felt that way about seeing 311, but like that was the shit when we got to see them. I'm with you.
And then we were driving down the shore afterwards because we were going to go party more. And then we started really feeling all the nitrous hits kick in and be like, let's just go home and crash. It's just feeling horrible. I do remember that because we were definitely going to plan on doing like a crazy party after too. But
do you guys remember going to like Egypt nightclub and some of those places?
I think I might've done that like once. I wasn't my thing. I know a lot of people.
It was kind of a lot. It was fun. I definitely got some dancing in, but the vibes were definitely weird.
I went there before and there were like nasty bubbles on the ground. Like it was a bubble party or something. Foam. And it was like foam, bubble, whatever. It was pretty bubbly. I think it was called a bubble party. But it was like bubbles. So like the soap from the bubbles, plus mixed with the grime off of everyone who would walk through the bubbles as well.
Yeah.
And like people were partying in that shit. And I was like, this is like a barn party. Like it fucked me up. It fucked me up. I was like, we might as well be doing this in a sloppy
I went party. To a foam party once and I felt like I was drowning when they started pouring the foam. And I was like, this is the worst. I don't know why people like this because I couldn't breathe. Very scary. I don't think Jews belong at foam parties at nightclubs.
Also, like, I'd be big man dancing. And, like, nobody likes big man dancing. Well, honestly, like, you like can't really. Bows, like, it's club music. It's all fast. You know, I need, like, a slow beat. Like, a Dre or a Ludacris slow beat or something. Then
the big man nod.
Exactly. You know, just in the corner, lean back like Fat Joe. Like, that's the kind of shit that I can do. So like the club scene where it's it's too fast for me.
It wasn't techno.
My trunk, long trunk arms and legs can't move to that kind of beat. You know what I mean? So it was a problem.
Siege, did you ever go to concerts that like have mosh pits and just wreck people? Because you'd be terrifying in one of those.
I know I've been to a few of them, but I didn't go in because I didn't like, okay. It was so foreign to me. I was young at that one, like 15, maybe. It was like one of the first ones I went to. It was a Helmet concert. So I didn't even know what this was. It was just some kids on my wrestling team were into like punk or ska. And yeah. It was like around us, it was like a known one. And they were like, we're going to Helmet. And I was like, fucking real. And then I saw it, but like nobody got in. I think my friends were like, no, you don't get in. Because there's like 29-year-old jail skinheads in the mosh pit. We're 15-year-old like wrestlers, like, and some of us are wrestling 140. You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't, yeah. We're not men yet. So sure. No, the only time I seen it, I was a little too little to do that. But like nowadays, I might like to go in and just throw the weight around, throw the 250 around the pit.
I remember I went to a few Gaslight Anthem shows, and they're a great live act. But I went with our friend Bill once or twice, and the first time he didn't even know their music. The first time that he went, and when the pit started, he's a big boy. He got out there and just started wrecking people. It got in his bones. And he's like, all right, let's do it. Bill's big, dude. He didn't get.
When was this? College years or
no? No, I want to say this was like probably 2008, 2009.
Shut up, 30-year-old, you guys?
Close to 30, yeah.
You guys, 30-year-old man was doing this?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he was putting a hurt on
for him, man. Good for him. Did he get banged up? Like, did he end up coming out of there?
I think he did it like a bitch, to be honest. Like, I think he kind of stayed kind of off to the side, and then somebody come by and, wow!
Wow. Blindsided. There's always, like, sucker punchers in the pit, too.
That's horrible.
Yeah. They're just like, you know, they run. They're not in the pit yet. And then they jump into the pit and they throw fists the whole time. They jump, and then they jump out of the pit real quick. Like, man, that shit's a mess sometimes. Like, I'd probably have to stomp somebody out if that happened.
So here's another one. I know that we're past it, but for best concerts, I went to Woodstock 99, which the whole thing was great. I know it's like ill-fated because there's been all the documentaries about what a mess it was, but I saw a lot of great music that I enjoyed there.
It became like a mud fest, right? It rained and stuff.
It became a mud fest and people got assaulted and some people died because it was hot. And bad things happen. So,
You have pictures from that.
I have pictures from that. So, but the first night, Korn like was the main act on one of the stages, and then the other stage, the main act was Parliament Funkadelic. So of course that's where we went. I can't give a shit about Korn. And P-Funk came out and Jacques D came out with them, and it opened with like a 20-minute Humpty Dance. It was the dopest thing ever. Yeah. And like, you think 20 minutes is too long for the Humpty Dance. It could have gone on all night. I couldn't stop doing the hump. It was so much fun.
Here's your chance. How's it go? To do the
Humpty Dance is your chance. Do the hump. Sexy baby.
Do the Humpty Hump. Come on and do the
Humpty Hump.
Humpty baby.
There it is.
Yeah, that's good.
There we go.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, 20-minute version of it is not even long enough on Strong Acid.
No comment.
All right, let's get to the next topic.
That's one of my favorite lines from a movie. He says, a 90-minute drum solo? I ain't buying that, man. You couldn't handle that shit on Strong Acid. That's one of my favorite lines from a movie.
What's that from?
Amazing. I know the first.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Okay. Next topic, the presidential election. We don't have to stay here long. CG doesn't like politics, but I just want to say this, because even though I'm not into either candidate, because I think both, I'm not thrilled with the options. However, because Trump, when he was in office, he elected three very conservative Supreme Court judges, which have led to abortion now being illegal in some areas. And for me, that's so important.
Wade.
Yeah. And that to me, like, if a 10-year-old girl who got raped is pregnant and can't have an abortion, that is so wrong to me. And I kind of put that on Trump. because he's the one who elected these judges. When he was in the debate, he was acting like he's not super pro-life, or he, you know, that he wasn't trying to end abortion, but he already kind of put that in movement. So right now I am more in the Biden. I don't think Biden's great, but at least when it comes to abortion, which I think is a big issue, he at least isn't trying to make it illegal. Because we're already overpopulated. Like, why do these people want all more people here?
So it doesn't have to do with body autonomy and women having...
No, that too. But it's like so weird to be like, we need more people that we're not going to take care of once they're born. Like, people are already struggling. It's like, why are you going to force anyone to have a baby? Now, obviously, there has to be a limit, you know, past 3-4 months. You know, if the woman's life's in danger, you know, I'm not saying just abort everything and anything. But yeah, I definitely think it's a woman's body and her choice. And especially when it comes to rape and incest and those things, to not allow an abortion is insane. And that's all I need to say. Any opinions, Koppel? Because I know CG probably.
Oh, I mean, you know, the recent ruling on presidential immunity, I think, you know, the Supreme Court has shown in dozens of ways that they're not above the fray, and that their ideology is, you know, played a major role. I mean, Clarence Thomas and Samuel Alito are nakedly like far right ideologues. So I think that's dangerous and absurd. I think the fact that that we're even here is crazy. I think Donald Trump is such a dangerous person and such a despicable, deeply despicable person. Now, I saw clips of the debate too. I couldn't watch it because I was out that night, and I started getting texts and got upset when I started to see. I was like, holy shit. Like, Joe Biden, I don't think his brain works. Don't get me wrong. All right. But that being said, I think his record is excellent. Other people are pulling the strings. So it's like a conservative talking point. Like, but if you vote for him, you're not really electing him, other people. And I'm like, cool, they're doing a good job. Like, that's fine. The other person, I think, is fully in charge, and he's a nightmare. And also, I like that I don't need to think about him that much. Like, the fact that they've hidden him, I think they've hidden him because he can't complete two sentences. But Donald Trump was like the center of the news story every day. Like, dude, let's live our own lives. Do people miss the drama that bad? Like, let's have a president we never think about.
And if you actually listen to what Biden is whispering at the debate, it's not bad. Do you know what I mean? He is saying facts. And if you can hear, he obviously is older and having a moment, but he wasn't saying anything. I enjoyed what he was saying, essentially, for the most part. Whereas Trump, I felt like a lot of lies were coming out. So for me, it's like,
stop.
If someone is lying, then it's like, well, why would you vote for someone who's not even saying exactly as it is? So,
yeah, no, I think it's all based on, you know, vengeance and, you know, anger and hate and, you know, the overtones of violence. And I don't know. And just if you just want to go policy by policy, I'm on the other side. But even if I agreed with Trump's policies, I'd be like, yo, this is puts our country in a dangerous position. We've never had, you know, a major candidate not accept the results of an election, let alone then incite, you know, an insurrection afterwards.
And I want a president who believes in climate change. That's also very, very important. Like, we need to be doing major things to try to reverse what we've done to our climate.
What did we just watch?
What, in terms of the movie?
Yeah.
The Day After Tomorrow?
Day After Tomorrow. We just watched it, so now we're very concerned. We saw what happened. They had to evacuate the whole North. We're down in Mexico with our Mexican friends. But we had to promise them some shit so that we could all go down there by the end of the movie.
Yeah, no, I hear that.
It wasn't a great ending. It wasn't a great conclusion to that.
There's no way in real life Mexico would take us at this point. They'd be like, fuck you.
No, I would totally love to get, I would stay in the North and get flash frozen in a second. If I had to choose between deaths, Like, dude, flash the fuck freeze me. Can we do that? Like, if I'm about to die, can you please do that first? Like, I'm staying up there. They found That's a woolly mammoth that was, like, flash frozen. Still had some stuff in his gut, some food in his belly. It was awesome, man. So, anyway, we just watched that, so we're very concerned about climate change. But no, we also watched, sorry, Independence Day. This actually doesn't.
Sure. No, that was about climate change, too.
It's another movie where the vice president won't listen to reason, and then there's a catastrophe. Okay? That happens all the time in movies, and I'm fed up with it.
Yeah. Especially what did the vice president do in Independence Day? I don't remember.
So it's actually the Secretary of Defense, the sniveling weasel that he has to fire, because the biggest mistake I made was appointing a sniveling weasel like you. It was near the end.
So
it was that guy who knew about Area 51, and he didn't think even the president should know about it, because he didn't think the president would do great in press conferences about Area 51 if he knew about it or something like that. But Jeff Goldblum,
Area 51's real, obviously. What are you
doing? So Jeff, wait a second. Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Jeff Goldblum basically had a lot of great ideas, and the Secretary of Defense was not having it. And then finally, the president turned on him in a heroic moment and fired him.
Can we not break down Independence Day? I feel like...
I don't know. I think he might rank number one for me of fictional movie presidents. I don't know how you can do much better.
Interesting.
Now, right? And then who ranks number one at destroying a very reputable movie? Who is it, Copple, in Independence Day?
At destroying a movie? At Are you about to coming at Randy Quaid right now?
There it is.
Don't you do it.
There's my fucking...
Remember me? I'm back.
Oh, my God. You ruined it all. All that hard work.
Guys are making enemies of him, Joan Osborne.
Listen, I'll hang out with Randy Quaid. He just ruined Independence Day.
Randy
Quaid's going to want to hang out with you after you just shit-talked him?
Fucking real, he will?
Yeah. Cousin Eddie would hang out with us in a minute.
Dude, Randy and his brother and Dennis would want to come. And Dennis, I'm not hating on Dennis. He never ruined one.
Dennis Quaid still looks good.
He still looks good.
Okay, yeah. I'm getting to the next topic. He's still completely effable.
Wasn't there a female vice president in Independence Day?
Yes.
Yeah, I remember that movie came
you
out like...
remember? We just watched.
Female vice president?
Yes.
There was.
No, hold up. Jeff Goldblum's wife was his advisor. And then there was the first lady who was a white woman.
Oh.
But I don't remember a vice president lady in Independence
Day. Oh, she wasn't vice president.
Oh, you know what? I'm mixing it up. There was a female vice president in Air Force One.
Oh.
Another mid-90s, John. And another great fictional president.
Harrison Ford. Yeah, some of his 90s Johns were on point, man.
Yeah.
We're moving on to the next topic, which is yours, Copple. Mm. Are hitmen real?
Yeah. Yes.
They're real.
Oh, whoa. Oh, you're going to answer that quickly. Like,
you know how I know? I've spoken to people who had an ex try to hire a hitman to kill them.
And then they found out hitmen didn't exist, and therefore...
No, that's not true. Obviously, they exist. Maybe they're not... I hope they're not very common.
No, I think they're like the American government or CIA has them, you know, to go into Russia and maybe fuck with their secret people who are in here. I think that might exist. But you're like kind of under an umbrella of the armed forces, or, you know what I mean? Like, you're not straight illegal hitman.
But yeah, like a hitman is not a government assassin.
Gotcha.
Like, this is...
So I think the cartel has hitmen.
Okay.
Craigslist. That's the real deal. The black market, the dark web. I think definitely there are hitmen. I hope to never piss one off. I hope to never be on anyone's list.
So do you think that there is a hitman or hitmen out there that make somewhere between $200,000 and $2 million a year on being experts at, you know, solving your problem, making it disappear, never has or will get caught, and you need to know the right person to access them. It's going to cost a ton of money, and they're just wealthy ass hitmen.
How many kills a year?
I don't know. What would it take? Probably if you want it done well, because yeah, I do think you can pay to have somebody taken care of. But by I'm talking about like, are there professional hitmen that will actually like do the job right?
No, and do it all the time because they'd have to,
And that's just what
they
they
make
do.
their living. They have to continue
Oh, no,
to do
they maybe they do have a job because how do you just walk around having money and not have a job?
Explain it.
I don't
I
know.
feel like in a big city, you could do that if you rent, you know what I mean? You just rent places and you just, nobody really asks. You're more anonymous in a big city.
This is taking a really Jewy turn. I'm like, well, I mean, let's talk about rent control. Let's,
so,
let's talk about then, expenses here.
And I guess, you know, if you're a hitman, you got to have a money launderer. You got to have Caymans accounts in the Caymans and shit like that.
Yeah.
But,
and you know, it doesn't come with benefits. That's another reason a hitman would probably vote for Biden, because the Affordable Care Act's going to expire. So it's like, if you don't have the ACA, that's going to be trouble.
And now on top of that,
hitmen for Biden.
On top of that, I wonder, it's a hard question, because I do think it would be easy enough if you were like in some place that is not, you know, like, you are a stranger in this place and you will be leaving that place right after you kill this person, and you could just poison it. And, you know, once they follow up on it and get footage, you're gone already. And you knew where cameras were and you made sure. Because when they don't have motive, I feel like when the cops don't have motive, they can't really put it together. You know what I mean? Like, usually it's a person close to you. Anytime I see something that's solved and a murder, there was a reason this person did it, right? So if you don't have any motive, besides you got paid by someone with motive.
Right. So, but you need to make sure that you're either one person removed from the person that did have the motive, or nobody can tie you to that person.
Right, exactly. So you have to be incognito, or that person.
Right. And they need to be good at getting the money to you. Have you guys seen the movie Hitman? This is what got me thinking about this.
With Timothy Oliphant?
No, with Glenn Powell.
Like the newer Hitman?
Yeah, it just came out.
The first Hitman was Timothy Oliphant, I think.
All right, there's so many Hitman movies, and they're all good. Like, really? I don't think that you can make a bad movie about a hitman.
Maybe,
but like,
I need to see one of these.
Because you have, like, barcode on your neck, and it's came from a video game.
In Suicide Squad, Deadshot was a hitman.
In this movie, the dude is not actually a hitman. He moonlights for the police pretending to be a hitman. And that's what got me thinking about it. He's like, these people actually think hitmen exist. Of course they don't. Because why would anyone risk their livelihood over, like, a, you know, relatively small amount of money and do something like this? But, you know, they would entrap people that were looking to have somebody killed, and he would pretend to be a hitman. The movie's awesome.
I think there might be some street hitmen who, like, they live in a neighborhood. They live in a neighborhood where nobody's gonna rat, you know, and they don't, like, they maybe have done stints in jail a few times, so they don't have that much. They don't have that much, but you know that they'll do a hit for you for 20 G's or something, 10 G's, because they'll be flying high for a little while on them 20 G's.
Right.
And then when
but
they
that's
run
a different
out, they'll
thing.
Come back.
I'm talking about like a real pro.
All right. Yeah. No offense, but I'm switching to another topic, which is also yours, Koppel.
Offended.
Profane t-shirts.
All right. So I took a walk this morning, and I saw a dude mowing the lawn, and he was wearing a t-shirt that said, "Big Dick is back in town." It made my day. I was like, my dude, because he was the perfect guy to wear the t-shirt. He was like a 17-year-old nerdy looking guy. And I was like, I love this dude. I honestly wanted to take his picture, but I would look like too much of a creep.
We were at a swim club, and a guy had a shirt.
Don't even use mine. Don't even use mine.
CG, would you like to share a story?
There was like a big, like, huge dad, like maybe like 300, like, looked like he didn't really give a fuck, but he could kill you if you wanted to, kind of thing. And sleeveless, you know, but like he looked laid back enough, like just chilled, like to kick back.
Omar?
And he had a shirt, and this is a family swim club, like it's you know, in the heart of our town that we grew up in, Koppel. And he had a tank top that said DILF. And there's little kids running around, and he's huge, and it's just like, this guy doesn't care. Like, he's 40, you know, he doesn't care. Like, he's. I didn't explain that well, because it was
a perfect buildup.
No, but it's great. It's great.
It was a lot. It stood out, but it was funny.
I don't know. I mean, we went a couple years ago to the to Ocean City, Maryland, walked around the boardwalk, and the big T-shirt of that day was I Heart Hot Moms. And there was also I Heart MILFs. And it was like people with families are just doing this, and just like little kids. And not little kids, but too young. I'm like, why is this okay? It's so weird that, like, I'm going to walk with, this is little Timmy, and this is, you know, Jennifer, and Timmy likes hot moms.
Like, there's four-year-olds at the swim club. You know what I mean? Like, there's groups of four-year-olds running around, and his shirt says, Dad, I'd like to fuck. And it's just so funny, because you're labeling yourself as like that. You're hot as fuck. You know what I mean? Like, you're a dad and you're hot as fuck.
I like this guy.
I wanted to be friends with him so bad.
Yeah, he sounds awesome.
But I couldn't, like, just go up and be like, you're awesome and you're my hero. You're a hero of mine. But I might do that next time I see him and say, you're a personal hero of mine, actually.
Now, what would you rate this guy? Is he, like, good looking?
He was big and muscular enough. But he had a substantial gut, though. But big and muscular enough that he was like, you can't rate him like a dime when he's that big. You know what I mean?
So, but I guess I'm wondering if he was being sarcastic?
He was being sarcastic, but also he kind of is a dad you want to fuck. It was perfect. It was perfect because he definitely hit, you know, growing up all the time. Like, was like a star football player or something. One of the big positions. And then, you know, now he's like too big and eats a lot and goes to barbecues and drink beers and stuff like that. But like, you still kind of want to hit.
Mm.
A woman does.
Sure. Or a man that likes men. Yeah. We're not. I was just curious, you know. It's like if you call somebody like Little Dave and like, all right, is he little or is he gigantic? Because you can't call him Little Dave if he's 5'10".
Right, right.
Yeah.
No, you so can't.
If
he's right in the middle.
Dude's an 8, you know, he shouldn't be rocking the DILF t-shirt because, like, I don't know, the verdict's out.
No, but he's like an 8 who kind of let it go. Mm. Doesn't care that much anymore.
Got
it. That's what's funny. Like, he doesn't care enough to actually get laid. Like, he's married with kids, probably, whatever. Doesn't care enough, but he still is saying to you, like, I know you're trying to hit this.
Nice.
It was a perfect dude to be wearing. I'm telling you, Kyle, we might be best friends with this dude soon.
Let's hang with him.
It's right around the corner.
So part of the reason I got excited to see this guy with the t-shirt was that I came, I don't know, the internet has things. Like, whatever, I must have come across a picture where it was like an old man wearing a sweatshirt that said, Big Dick is back in town. So I immediately saved it and assigned it to our buddy Hobbs. So every time he called me, because it was when he had moved out, and he usually called me to say, like, hey, I'm coming back, what's going on? So I could be like, yeah, there's my dude. And Hobbs is thrilled that that's what comes up when he calls. So I saw the guy and was like, oh my God, someone's actually wearing it. Like, it's not just on my phone now. It's a good story.
No, dude, it's a shirt I want. No, when I see like a grown man, like, this dude's probably pretty successful. He looks like he's got some money out there and he's got the balls to wear that shirt at a family place. That's what makes him bad.
You need to just become friends with this guy.
No, definitely. I'm going to try my best.
We're going to figure it out.
I don't know how you approach like a strange man to start being a friend of yours, but I'm going to figure it out. Like,
you
I figured
do
out
it
dating
soon,
back in the day.
Because like, we're still riding the fumes of July 4th, and I feel like there's a lot of community love of like, let's do this for America. Like, mm-hmm. Hey, it's great to meet you.
Maybe like, I'll wear like an American flag tank top.
That's.
And then honestly, who doesn't want to meet me then? Like, if I just go around and like, I'm eating a hot dog and I have like a Coke Zero and I'm just going around and meeting the people at the party or the barbecue or the pool, that's a friendly guy, right? That's
everything you just said is cool as hell. Yeah.
I mean, just go up to him wearing whatever. But we have our last topic, and then we're going to be wrapping this up.
Okay.
The god dang heat wave that we're experiencing over here on the East Coast in the Philadelphia region. It has been freaking hot. It's like some days we're like, why are we so tired right now? I'm like, because it's like 90 something degrees every day. And I hate to even share this, but today we saw maggots in our outdoor trash can because it's so hot. And like,
we hate that you shared that.
Which that's she disgusting. Saw, I don't think I completely saw.
No, I saw.
We were spraying in there, and I wasn't sure that I could see what she was seeing.
Disgusting.
So I don't know if that was real or not. But we did get rid of them if they were there in the first place.
They were
all
there.
Covered in bleach now.
No, you're being rude because they completely were there. I did not make them up hallucinate these maggots. They're in there, and I sprayed them, and I watched them die. And I said, yes, die, maggots, die, because they're disgusting. They're real worms.
You did say that.
No, I didn't.
She really said that while we're outside.
Maybe I did, actually.
You did say that.
It was, they're so little tiny worms, like in my, even though they're outside, I was just like, they could get in our house. Like,
yeah, man, it's disgusting.
They're like the grossest insect, little larva things. And I need that. Them and bed bugs. Bed bugs scare the shit out of me. Oh, and snakes, but I've never had to deal with a snake. You
have
did
you dealt with bed bugs?
What'd you say?
You've dealt with bed bugs?
I thought I had bed bugs, but it ended up being spider beetles when I lived in Jersey City.
That's
it was
cool.
Very close, that very similar.
Different insect you're sleeping with instead of the bed
bugs. Yeah, still just as gross, hard to get rid of, but they were actually spider beetles. But yeah, they haunted me. They still haunt me. So yeah, I'm not into bugs. But one time he had to get a snake that was in a building, and you said it was like
I was supposed to catch it. So like I was trying to dip a piece of paper underneath it or like construction paper or something and catch it. But that joint was way too wiggly. Like the second I slipped under it, it was like, you know, just a vortex of scariness. And so I instead stomped its head. But like I had to stomp its head like four times. Real stomps with the heel. And finally, like, stopped.
Four times?
Dude, four hard stomps to the head.
Oh,
it was a small, skinny one.
Poor snake. It probably wasn't even a mean one.
Poor me. I'm traumatized. I just, like, when it wiggled, I couldn't deal with it. Like, my insides couldn't handle that. Or my mental. Like, I either would have had a break, a psychotic break right there, or I had to kill it that instant.
It was him or you. It was him or you, and I think you did the right thing. Listen, I've been in some hairy situations like that myself. And honestly, we're still here to tell about it. And man, there's not much more that I could be grateful for this July 4th season. I love this country. I appreciate your service, Siege.
And on that note, Koppel, where can people find you if you
not
want?
Not at any goddamn pools. Nobody's inviting me anywhere. I'm not. You can't.
You want to come to a pool?
I think I want to come when you're performing at Fort Washington Swim Club. Yeah. I want someone to bring me.
Wait, yeah. You don't have to be a member.
I know.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why. I'm not going to get a membership.
I would totally bring you, and then I realized that I don't get off work until like 8 and the show starts at 8.
But you're coming right after work.
It's possible.
Bro, you said you are.
I can't show up there all scummy from work, though. That's a classy
yes,
place.
Yes, you can. Change really quickly.
Just take a dip in the pool real quick.
Just
open?
No.
Oh, I don't know how it worked.
They'll be like, wait, there's a man jumping in the pool. The whole comedy show is going to have to halt.
There's a gigantic man.
The pool closes at 8.
Oh,
and so
you got to come. It's like so close to where you work, and I'm performing.
I don't think they'd appreciate either me like jumping in cannonball to get the grime,
no.
Like the dirt, filthy grime.
All, yeah, exactly. You can't do that. Just change. Just do a quick change of your outfit. Anyway, I will be at the Fort Washington Swim Club this coming Saturday, July 13th at 8 o'clock. It's for members and non-members. So if you are in the area, I will be performing there. And then July 20th, I will be in Jersey City performing on the Sacred Comedy Show at Subia's Vegan Cafe.
And I will be the greasiest man in the audience you've ever seen at the Fort Washington Swim Club for Kate's show. You're all there.
And don't forget to check out John's podcast, Peaks Podcast. Peaks_podcast on Instagram.
Woo!
Thank you, everybody, for listening.
Thanks, couple.
Thanks, guys. Love y'all.